Hello, my name is Shraddha Gupta. I'm working as Microsoft SQL Server Support Engineer at Microsoft Corporation, Bangalore. In this block, we will talk about transparent data encryption, which is a new feature introduced in SQL Server 2008. Let's have a look at the agenda for the day. Purpose, key hierarchy, introduction to TDE, demo, TDE advisory, advantages, changing DEK, removing TDE, migrating interpret database. Let's talk about the purpose, why TDE was introduced. Firstly, I would like to recall the encryption feature in previous versions of SQL Server. In SQL Server 2000, SQL Server was not accompanied with any of the encryption facility. Hence, the developers need to write their own code in their client applications to encrypt their data. In SQL Server 2005, Microsoft had introduced new encryption feature to encrypt column-level data, sometimes called as cell-level. This method offers data to be encrypted in the database level. However, databases need to re-architecture to accompany these feature. Now the question is, what happens if database files itself is copied, stolen, so that the data can be easily read, losing confidential information? Hence, in SQL Server 2008, Microsoft had introduced a new encryption feature, and this is transparent data encryption. There were few difficulties faced while using encryption in SQL Server 2005. First, this form of encryption is only at cell level. Second, application code accessing the encrypted data needed to be rewritten using native SQL encryption functions such as encrypt by key or decrypt by key. Third, equality searches could not be performed. Hence, TDE was introduced and it addressed the following issues. 1. To enable data encryption without affecting application that consumes the data. 2. To encrypt an entire database, not only data files but log as well as backup files. We will talk about these in more detail later. Let's understand the hierarchy of keys used for enabling TDE. This is the prerequisite for TDE. At the root of encryption tree is the Windows Data Protection API, which secures the key hierarchy at the machine level and is used to protect the service master key, SMK, for the database server instance. The SMK protects the database master key, called as DMK, which is stored at the user database level and which in turn protects certificates and asymmetric keys. These in turn protect symmetric keys, which protects the data. TDE uses a similar hierarchy down to the certificate. When you use TDE, the DMK and the certificate must be stored in the master database. A new key used only for TDE and referred to as data encryption key, DEK, is created and stored in the user database. Let's move on to the next slide. Introduction to TDE. TDE is available only in two editions, SQL Server 2008 Enterprise Edition and SQL Server 2008 Developer Edition. Let's talk about how TDE works. When TDE is enabled, the database is marked as encrypted in the system databases catalog views and the encryption state is set to encryption in progress. The server starts a background thread called encryption scan that scans all database files and encrypts them. When the encryption scan is completed, the encryption state is set to the encrypted state. At this point, all databases file on disk are encrypted and log file writes to the disk will be encrypted. Encryption of the database file is performed at the page level. The pages in an encrypted database are encrypted before they are written to disk. and decrypted when read into memory. TD does not increase the size of the encrypted database. Point to note here is that the encryption of the TempDB is a byproduct of implementing TD on any given database within an instance of SQL Server. In our example, the isEncrypted column of TD underscore test database contains the value of 1, which indicates that it has been successfully encrypted. But isEncrypted column for the TempDB contains the value 0. This is because the TempDB database is encrypted outside of the established TDEK hierarchy. Now, this diagram shows the basic layout of database encryption key, that is DEK, in an encrypted database and how it is protected. The boot page is not encrypted and contains the DEK, which encrypts all the data pages. Boot page also contains information about the encryptor, which helps SQL Server look it up in the master database. The certificate on the master database should have a private key and it should be decryptable on the machine. That is, it should be encrypted by database master key, that is DMK, which should be encrypted by the service master key, that is the SMK. For any reason, if SQL Server fails to decrypt the private key of the certificate, it won't be able to decrypt the DEK and the database. Moving on to the next slide, we will talk about TD and the log. Imagine the following series of blocks as the logical log file, where each block represents a VLF. When TD is enabled on a database, the current VLF is filled with non-operational commands, that is, the VLF is padded and a new VLF is created. Any additions to the log file will be added to the VLF2 and will be encrypted. When VLF2 is full, a new VLF will be created as usual, but since encryption is on, so the new VLF will have the DEK and its information in its header, and it will be encrypted as well. VLF header contains information very similar to the database boot page. Essentially, it contains the encrypted DEK, the encryptor type, and the thumbprint of the encryptor. Anytime the encryptor information changes, the log is rolled over to the next VLF boundary. The next VLF will have the new DEK and the thumbprint of the encryptor of the DEK in the header. If a new DEK is generated or the encryptor of the DEK is changed, the log is rolled over to the next VLF boundary and the new VLF will have the new DEK and encryptor information. Let's understand what happens when data is written to a disk. DEK doesn't encrypt data that exists in the buffer pool. Hence, when the data is written from buffer pool to disk, that is the MDF, NDF or LDF files, the data is first encrypted and then encrypted data will be sent to disk. When the data pages is written to disk, the header of the page is not encrypted with the rest of the data because this information is necessary for the page to be reloaded. The header contains status detail such as the database compatibility level, database version, mirroring status, and so forth. Any important data such as DEK is encrypted before it is inserted into the header. What happens when the data is read from the disk? When data is read from the disk, first the disk will be decrypted and then it will be sent to the buffer pool. Since TD does not support encryption in buffer pool, the data read from the disk first needs to be decrypted and then sent to the buffer pool. There are few things that one must consider before enabling TD. Firstly, the encryption is CPU intensive and it is performed at the I/O level. Hence, any server with higher I/O and higher CPU load should avoid using these features. Secondly, TD encrypted database cannot be attached or restored in other edition of SQL Server 2008. And if the certificate is lost, then the data will be unreadable. A database may be marked as suspect if the server certificate is dropped. Next, FileStream data is not encrypted, even when TD is enabled. The reason FileStream is not encrypted is because TD operates on SQL Server I/O buffers. FileStream bypasses the I/O buffers to give you performance enhancement. Lastly, the TempDB will also be encrypted. This means you will have performance overhead on the system initially, both CPU and disk, and alters user behavior later. Example, can't snoop around in TempDB easily anymore. If you didn't encrypt TempDB, you can leak information as unencrypted data is being stored in it. Let's check out the script to enable TD. To enable TD, first I will create a master key at the server level. Once this is created, I would need a certificate to encrypt the DEK, that is the database encryption key. Since no password was specified for encrypting the certificate during the create statement, it will be by default encrypted by the database master key. Let's use this query to identify the status of the newly created certificate. So here is the certificate TD cert created, which is encrypted by the master key. Moving ahead, I would need a database. Hence, I go ahead to create TD underscore test. Now, once the TD underscore test is created, I need the database encryption key at the database level. So, here's how I create database encryption key. I would specify to encrypt this key using the server certificate TD cert. As we have the DEK in place, we will now go ahead to enable TD on this database, that is TD underscore test. I can use the alter database statement to enable the encryption, or else I can use the GUI method of enabling TD. So right click on TD underscore test, task, manage database encryption. Right click on the TD underscore test database, task, manage database encryption. By checking on this checkbox, I can go ahead and set the database encryption on for this particular instance. After this, you would see that the database TD underscore test is encrypted by the DEK. As discussed before, once TD is enabled, SQL Server will run an encryption scan to encrypt the data. This may complete immediately or may take some time, depending on the size of the database. You can check the encryption state by running the following code. So here we can see the database ID and the encryption state. Encryption state 3 specifies that it is encrypted or the encryption scan has completed. In case the encryption state is 2, it means that the encryption scan is still in progress. Now here we see, along with the test database, that is TD underscore test, I have database ID 2, which is nothing but the TempDB, as well encrypted. Moving on to the next slide. Now let us concentrate on the advantages of TD. First, it provides real-time encryption of data and log files. Basically, think of having a layer between the storage engine and your disk that will encrypt data before it is written to the disk and decrypt it before being read into memory. Second, it helps in securing the information stored in database. In situations where an unauthorized user tries to access information from the database files, when database is detached from the SQL server and from the database backups, DD basically protects data at rest. Third, when the transparent database encryption feature is used, all the backups of the DD-enabled database are encrypted. No one can restore without the encryption keys. It proves to be securing during incidents where backup tapes containing sensitive information has been lost or stolen. Fourth, the name itself implies that this is a transparent encryption, which means that there is no need to recode or re-architecture the applications to fit in to this encryption. We move ahead to understand how we can go ahead and change the DEK, that is the database encryption key. If one suspects that an unauthorized user gained access to the DEK in clear text format, then you can initiate a DEK change on the database. This can be done by executing the following T-SQL command. Alter database encryption key, regenerate with the algorithm AES_128. In my example, I have specified the algorithm to be AES_128. You can go ahead and specify the algorithm that you have used to generate database encryption key. You can also change the certificate used to encrypt the DEK using the following command. Alter database encryption key, encryption by server certificate, and specify the new certificate name. Now, changing DEK is more resource intensive operation than changing the certificate. A certificate change also results in an encryption scan, but this runs faster than actually changing the DEK, because all we do is update the DEK, whereas when a DEK is changed, the encryption scan has to encrypt all the pages with the new DEK, which is a very resource intensive operation. All said and done, one might face a situation wherein they have to remove or disable TD. And so the next slide, where we will see how to remove TD and some points to know. When we disable TD on a database, two operations happen simultaneously. One, the system catalog, that is sys.databases, is updated. Here we can see that for the test database, that is TD_test, the is encrypted column is set to 0. Secondly, decryption scan runs, which decrypts all the data pages in that particular database. However, from the given query, that is select*from sys.dm_database_encryption_keys, we can see that the database ID 2, which is nothing but the tempdb, is still encrypted. The encryption underscore state shows the value 3, which means it is encrypted. Now, this particular database will be decrypted once it is recycled. So, the next time that you go ahead and restart your SQL server, tempdb will be recreated, and this time it won't be encrypted. Let's move to the script for disabling or removing TD. To remove TD from a user database, in our example TD_test, you need to execute the following query. We go ahead to use alter database and set the encryption off. Another way of doing the same is to use the GUI. So I can go ahead, right click TD_test, move to task, manage database encryption, and here I can uncheck on this checkbox and the database encryption will be set to off. We can now go ahead and drop the DEK, which is created at the database level. To check that the decryption succeeded, we can go ahead and use the following query. This result shows that TD_test is now not encrypted. Moving ahead, we can also go ahead and check the encryption state of the two databases, TD underscore test and TempDB. The result shows TD underscore test is not encrypted. However, TempDB is still encrypted. Optionally, if there are no other databases that uses the keys or the certificates to be encrypted, then you can drop the server certificate used for TD in the master database with the drop certificate command. As a general rule, make sure to keep all keys certificates around, as you will need them for any backup spanning when they were active. Once TD is turned off from a database, future backups and database files raise errors when attempting to be restored if the certificate is removed. When attaching a database without the certificate present, an error is raised saying that the certificate with the given thumbprint is not present. Hence, make sure you have backup of the master key as well as the certificates handy. From my work experience, I have noticed one particular issue that the clients face very often. I would like to address this in my last slide of this presentation. How to migrate TD encrypted database from one server to another. Let's see the demo to better understand this. We start with server 1. On server 1, I have already created master key, certificate, TD database with DK and also enabled TD on it. What I need next is the backup of the master key, TD certificate and the backup of the encrypted database. I take the backup of the master key on server 1 using the following command. Once this is done, now I have to take the backup of the TD certificate and store it to a particular location on server 1. I go ahead to backup the test database. This is all what you need from the server 1. Moving on to the next instance or the second server wherein you would like to restore the backup of a database which is encrypted by TDE. Now we are on server 2. We first need to make sure that we restore the master key as well as the certificate properly. I go ahead to run the restore master command. Now this master key is encrypted by the password that we specified. I go ahead to open that and then encrypt it with the service master key on the second server. Now we are on server 2. We first need to restore the master key. I go ahead to use the restore master key command here and restore the key. After this, what I need to do is I need to encrypt the master key with the service master key of the present server. Hence, I open the master key and run an alter master key command here to encrypt it using the service master key of the current server. Once this is done, we have to go ahead and restore the TD certificate. At this point of time, we have all the requirements ready and in place, master key and the TD certificate. We now restore from the backup of the database. And it restored successfully. So this is how systematically we can go ahead to migrate an encrypted, a TD encrypted database from server 1 to server 2. Moving ahead, through this presentation, we have successfully implemented TD and validated that it is enabled. In addition to this, we have tried the steps to reverse TDE. Even though TD does not offer the granularity of protection that cell level encryption offers, it does provide a level of protection that cannot be achieved through cell level encryption. This feature provides a means to render the plain text unreadable. Otherwise, it can be disclosed in the database backup files. Implementing TD in conjunction with the cell-level encryption provides a layered approach to data security, which enhances its effectiveness. However, the environment in which we are setting this up plays an important role. You can refer the following resources to know more about TD and also post me your questions on the same. Thank you.